Companies that rob workers of their compulsory superannuation entitlements could soon find themselves in prison or facing hefty fines. The government has released draft legislation to introduce tougher protections around the 9.5% super guarantee that bosses are obliged by law to pay. The action comes 2 weeks out from the Financial Services Royal Commission, and it'll give the tax office wider powers to monitor super payments and to remove loopholes where employers can hold back contributions made under salary sacrifice rules. The Financial Services Minister, Kelly O'Dwyer, spoke to the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
It is absolutely the end of the road for dodgy bosses. Basically, employers who deliberately do not pay their workers' superannuation entitlements are robbing their workers of wages. It is illegal and it simply won't be tolerated.
Some employers have been very unscrupulous with the way that they pay the superannuation entitlement, but this has been going on for a number of years, perhaps even since superannuation began.
Well, this is true. There haven't really been changes to the way that superannuation has been reported since the day that it started, and this is a massive overhaul, and it's important because this is a very significant amount of money that we're talking about, around about $2 billion out of around about $55 billion that's paid in superannuation guarantee payments, and they are compulsory payments that are people's wages that are paid into these funds for their retirement future. And we want to make sure that these employees are not shortchanged.
So what sort of penalties could unscrupulous employers face if they keep robbing workers of their super?
They could actually face jail time if they are deliberately not paying their employees their entitlements. And it's appropriate that they do face jail time because it is, in fact, theft of someone's entitlements. We think it's critically important that people be able to have confidence in the system. Where that non-compliance is deliberate, the ATO can pursue those appropriate penalties, including jail time. And where there's a risk of insolvency of the business, the Australian Taxation Office can help safeguard the employees in superannuation entitlements before it's too late.
The tougher laws will also close a loophole where employers can shortchange employees when they delay salary sacrifice payments. How long has that loophole been open for?
It's been open the entire time that the superannuation system has been in place. And our government has been very focused on making sure that this compulsory system works not just for the industry, not for the employers, not for the unions, but it actually works for every individual Australian who is part of it, because after all, it is their money and they deserve to know that their money is being protected.
Now, on a related subject, the corporate regulator ASIC has just released an investigation showing financial advisers slamming customers into bank-owned products and not acting in the best interests of clients in 75% of cases. Are you surprised, especially given that a Royal Commission into banks is just around the corner?
It is a very serious report, but the government has not been sitting idly by when we have heard about misconduct in the industry. We have been very clear on legislating higher standards for the quality of financial advice that is provided, making sure that we lift those standards of professional behaviours and educational requirements. And we're making sure that ASIC identifies serious breaches of the law, and the government expects that where they do this, they will take appropriate enforcement and administrative action.
The Financial Services Minister, Kelly O'Dwyer, with the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.